Morning, Rabbi Sai. Until now, we've been discussing on the subject of Chodosh whether or not it is a mitzvah say that applies only in Eretz Yisrael, or whether it applies in Chutz Loretz as well. Yeah, there were different droshes from the Psukim. It says Yisavoyer the Oretz, which sounds like it's a mitzvah tluyib Oretz, and the Mishnah says it is a mitzvah tluyib Oretz, but it also says Bechol Moshe Veisechem. And Rabbi Eliezer Dashim b'chol Moshe Seichem, even b'chutz Loretz, wherever Jews live, the Chachomim Dashim b'chol Moshe Seichem, that to tell you that the mitzvah of Chodosh didn't apply until the Bnei Yisrael had settled in Eretz Yisrael, b'chol Moshe Seichem, that for the first 14 years when they came in, the years of Kibush and the years of Chiluk, until they were settled, each person in his Moshe Seichem, then Chodosh kicked in, but from until then there wasn't Chodosh. That's what the Chachamim learned. So that was whether or not, that was the debate whether or not Chodosh is noig only in Eretz Yisrael or even B'chutz Loretz. Now we're going to think about another aspect of Chodosh. Is Chodosh a mitzvah that is toiler on the Beis HaMikdosh? Is it a mitzvah that only applies B'zon HaMikdosh, or does it apply forever? And again, the nub of the machlokes in the subject would be as well. There isn't really a machlokes, but the two options, if you like, the two tzdodim that you might have in the subject would also be diukim in the psukim. Why? Because the pasuk says in Parshas Emo, which we learned on Yom Tov, v'sfatim lochem machos haShabbos, etc. And then it says v'lechem v'koli v'chamel lo yisoichlu. You're not allowed to eat bread or flour or kernels, which is the chodosh. And then it says two things. It said ad etzem hayom hazeh, until this very day, which we learn is mimochras haShabbos, which is Tes Zayin Nisan, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. So it says ad etzem hayom hazeh, which means that you cannot eat Chodosh until this day, which is the calendar date Tes Zayin Nisan. Yeah. Then it says as well, that until you've brought the Oimer HaTanufo, the Korban Oimer, you cannot eat Chodosh. So I've got now two conditions here. I've got one condition, which is the day, and one condition, the date, if you like, Tezai Nisan. I've got another condition, Ad Aviyachem Asoimer HaTanufo. If I say it's Ad Aviyachem Asoimer HaTanufo, then the mitzvah of Chodosh would only apply when you bring a Korban Oimer, Ad Aviyachem Asoimer HaTanufo. When you brought it, which was usually before Chatzos, then from that time onwards, from Chatzos onwards, you can start eating Chodosh. That's what you would understand Bisman HaMikdosh. But we've also got a posuk, Ad Etzem HaYoim HaZeh, which is Mashma, that the date as well. And there, Chazal say, that therefore we have a raya from the posuk, that it's not only the Korban Oimer, but it's the date, which means that the date will apply le'oilom bo'ed. That, in other words, it's not a mitzvah which is toiler only on the Korban Oimer, i.e. only in the Beis HaMikdosh, but it's toiler ad etzem hayom hazeh from now onwards until ever. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan made the gezeira, and Rabbi Yochanan said, so therefore, okay, I've got ad etzem hayom hazeh, so in a year when I've got an Oimer, then once they brought the Korban Oimer, the message can go out, everybody can eat Chodosh. It's 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, till Chatzos, they had to bring the Korban Oimer, and then the message went out, you can eat Chodosh this year. That was Bisman HaMikdosh. When it's not Bisman HaMikdosh, then what time in the day can you start eating Chodosh? Ad etzem hayoim hazeh, until this very day. Does that mean until Alos HaShachar? Does it mean maybe until Chatzos, at the same time as you would eat the Korban Pesach, you would start eating. But you're not bringing the Oimer, so maybe, normally speaking, the Oimer would be brought until Chatzos. Yeah, and therefore, maybe I can start eating Ad Etzem HaYoim HaZeh from the time when I would have brought the Oimer if the Beis HaMikdosh was around.
Or you can't eat it at all.
Or you can't eat it at all, yeah? So Rabbi Yochanan, this is the Gemara that everybody knows in Sukkah Mem Aleph. There were various things that Rabbi Yochanan tikein. The Rabbi Yochanan, after the Churban Habayis, he was Mesaken Zeichel HaMikdosh. Yeah, either Zeichel HaMikdosh or as a Tefillah Behera Yibona HaMikdosh. And one of them was, Shiyehei Yoim Hanaf Kuloi Osor. The day of the waving, the day of the Korban Oimer, should be Kuloi Osor. So Rabbi Yochanan made a gezerah, and he said that now that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, there is no Beis HaMikdash, then we will asa the whole of the day of Tezai. In other words, Adet Samayom Azeh, the Gemara says, means Ad Ve'ad Bichlal. That in other words, the entire date would be included.
Until night time.
And therefore, the whole of Tezayin for the Tekona of Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, Zeichel HaMikdash, he wanted to make sure. Why? Why? Because there was a Gezerah. He says, what happens if Moshiach turns up and the Beis HaMikdash comes flying down from heaven, yeah, on the night of Tezayin B'Nissan? Then we'll have a mitzvah chodosh. We'll have to go out and we'll have to send people to a field, find a field, start reaping, put the whole chodosh, put the whole omer together, and get to the Beis HaMikdash, which has just arrived from heaven last night, and make a korban omer. So we might not make it in time for lunchtime, right? And we might not make it in time for chatos. It might take till the afternoon. It might take till the evening to bring the first omer. And people will be eating already earlier on. They'll say, last year when there was Beis HaMikdash, we used to eat from Chatzos onwards. Speak and say, yeah? Okay. So we'll carry on tomorrow, but we're almost there.
Started at Torway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Kof Ches Nissan, 15th of April. Rabbi Mordechai Grunschlitter of Kohlberg, Gustrox, and Yeshivas Keser Torah. The Chiyuv of Pesach Sheni nowadays. This week's story has been sponsored by families Erich and Joseph, Leon Nishmas, Rav Dovid, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, Olav Ashonim, Nishmas, as the family of Yosef Dovid, Rav Shimon Chaltzvi, Italy, for an early brachot.
Okay, I'd like to speak about bringing a Korban Pesach. It's Zman Hazeh. Can you bring one? And if you are mechuyev to bring one, lechoyer, you should not be. We should make sure not to be in Yerushalayim. We should and you should be makbid not to be in Yerushalayim on erev Pesach. And as we know, I don't think anyone is makbid about that. And forget, there's a lot of people in Yerushalayim because you have to. The halacha is for if there's a chiyuv akovas korban Pesach. In order to be potter from the Korban Pesach, you have to be 15 mil outside Yerushalayim. And you don't see anyone's makbid about that. You should be if there is a chiyuv, you should be makbid to get out. And forget, we've got coming up Pesach Sheni. Maybe everyone should fly up. It's a ceasefire now. Maybe you should catch the tickets to go to Eretz Yisrael now for Pesach Sheni. In order to be able to be makbid of Korban Pesach, on Chodshon Pesach Sheni, if we can, and I don't think anyone's, I don't know, hopefully Mashiach will be here, and therefore we will be makbid a Korban Pesach, but why are we not makbid about this to do a Korban Pesach? So we have to go back and start. What about normal kabbalas? Why can we make of normal kabbalas nowadays? It's Zman Hazeh, you should go onto our bayis, onto Mokam Mikdash, we make of normal kabbonos, someone's got an oila, someone's got who wants to bring an oila, wants to bring a tzitzis, thank Hashem for all the zachen which he does. He should go up to a mokam mikdash and bring
a priest.
That is an issue, and that's for sure. We'll see if we get there. There's an issue of not to rate on the goyim. There's zecher something which has to be. Worried about. In halacha, let's see if there is a mokum to allow that. So if that's for sure, normal kabbonos, you cannot be makriv. Yeah, because there's a problem which we are all tomei meis, and a tomei meis cannot go on the mokum hamikdash. And I think every single one, even a kohen, is probably a tomei meis also, and. Therefore, Sofik Tomeis, he cannot go, and unfortunately, we do not have the paradumma. So therefore, there's no mokum to do normal korbanos. We'll talk. That's the next. For korban yochid, you can't do that. You won't be able to. You can't bring your own oila and your own shlomim. You want to be makir, or let's say someone chatzon does an avira, chatos. You can't do that now. Now it's no mokum for that because a korban yochid is. We are Tommy Mate, and Tommy, there's no heter to go to Lazar. But there will be another. But there's something called Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. That means for Korban Tzibur, you could go and be a makrivit in the Azara, if even though you're Tomei Nes, because there's a halacha of Tumah Hutrabasibul, that when for any kabonis, which is a kabon sibul, which doesn't have to mean the kabon sibul, it can even be a kabon hakavu aloizman, which got a fixed time, you can go and be makrivit. So why aren't we not makriv to midin on the sofin? Maybe we should go and be makriv to midin every single day. You should go bring a tomid or musaf. You should go be makriv to a tumah hutrabasibul. You should go to the Mokam Azara and be makriv a korban tomid or korban musaf. Bizman hazeh. So the achronim are done about this, about a tomid and a musaf. The Achronim, which we might mention later, is they're very worried about how you can eat a Tomid and a Musaf has to come from Shkolim, from the Shikli Atzibul, has to come from, you have to collect Shkolim from everyone. And how are you going to be able to get Shkolim from everyone? It's a bit hard to get it. It seemed like in those days, Maritz Chai has talked about this problem, that you can't get Shkolim from the whole Tzibul. Kinnereth didn't have crowdfunding then, so I mean nowadays probably it would be easier to do that, to do an online link and you'll be able to get it, but that's an issue which the Olim are busy about. Shaila is, maybe one person can give it for the Tzibul, it's not clear if you could do that. It's not clear, Shkolim is an issue which by normal Kabbonis Tzibul. Okay, but that's talking about Kabbonis Tzibul. Why can't you bring a Kabbon Pesach? Kabbon Pesach is something which is Tumah Hutrabasibul, you do not need Shkolim, so we don't have that issue of Shkolim, which might be a problem at the medium and something. But why can't we bring a common Betach? You do not, you go yourself, you should go get a Chabura, get your family together, and go and buy a goat, or a Tiler, and go and be Makkah Kom Betach. Tumah Hutrabasibul, you're not, no problem of Tomei Nes. You should go and be Makkah Kom Betach, as well as that. What is the issue? What are the problems which come up?
Isn't each Korban Pesach a Korban Yochid?
Yes.
It's not a Korban Tzibul.
You're right, but even though it's a Korban Yochid, the Tumah Hutrabasibul does not mean Tzibul doesn't mean Tzibul. Tzibul means common Akvah Lizman. You see in the Sugyas of Tzmur, you see that. It doesn't mean a Korban Tzibul. It has to be common Akvah Lizman. That's one thing. Another thing is a Korban Pesach is called Korban Yochid, but it's also bought Beknufya. It's Beknufya means it's bought together.
Groups.
There has to be in groups. You can't just bring yourself a Korban Tzibul about it. Where Newman? Probably makes sense. Actually, it's Vokhan brings everything. Beknufya, it's bought Beknufya, which is in Tzibul. You cannot bring yourself a Korban Yochid. You have to do it, there's Mahalchim, you have to do it in a group of 30 people have to do it. Each one will be makir, each chabur will do it, but you have to, I think, a minimum of 100 people doing it. It's not or 90 people maybe.
You can make a bomber anywhere and do it?
No, you cannot be makir a bomber. You can't be makir. Normally, kabonos yochid, you can do it on the bomber.
Yeah.
But a kom pesach is also to do it on the Rambam Paskins, it's also to do it on a bomber. A kom pesach.
You have to do it
on the Mizbeach.
On the Mizbeach,
on the Tzibul, not on a bomb. You can't just do a bomb outside your garden and do it there. You cannot do that. Awesome.
It's
probably by the Chorban. The question is, why have we not done it since then?
That question applies to everything today.
Other ones are not problematic because you eat Tomei Nes. Other Korbanos, you can't be makriv because you're Tomei Nes. But a Korban Pesach can give
the door to a whole series of other mitzvahs which we go through today.
So we'll have to work them up. So we have to work. Because Korban Pesach is something which we want to be makriv. The mighty you see in history. It's very interesting that in history we see that the first, it seems like there's only one mission which talks about it, who talks about being makriv a korban pesach about 750 years ago, a sefer called Kafta v'Ferach, made by Beshtoya Parchi, who is one of the people who expelled from Spain. He brings a mission called, the only mission which talks, which which actually wants to be Makkah for Korban Pesach, a Rishon which is called Rabbeinu Chananel mi Paris, who lived in the beginning of the year of 5017, which was going back over 750 years ago. He wanted, Rabbeinu Chananel mi Paris, wanted to go and actually be Makkah with a Korban. That's why Rabbeinu Chananel mi Paris.
Where, anywhere?
No, he wanted to do it in Yerushalayim. He wanted Makkah v'Korban in Yerushalayim, and it's not clear whether he actually did or not, but that was, we see Rabbeinu in that year, in the beginning of the 1300s it is, he wanted to be Makkah. Then we don't see anything for the next 500 years, no one talks about it. No one talks about it, and no one mentions, no one chalms about it. Faket, there's a safer court. A sefer called Avodat Tama, written by a Yid called Rabbeinu Chaim Natanzon, because there was a man called Reb Zvi Hirsch Kalischer, who was a Talmud of Reb Akiva Eiger. He wanted to do it. He lived in the end of the 1800s, and that's where we start seeing people wanting to go and be Makkah for Korban Pesach and try. And he spoke to Reb Akiva Eiger, different chilufim echtovim between him and Reb Akiva Eiger and Chassam Sofer. In that time, for 500 years, no one spoke about it. From him, that's when we see that people, that he started wanting, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer actually wanted to do it. He had, and we'll see his rise, if it's a good rise or not good rise, whether you should do it. And the Sefer Avodat Tama, which is a Sefer, you can't get it, but I saw it's a Chochmah. It's a 200 pages long Sefer. And he's going against Reb Zvi Hirsch Kalischer, who wanted to do it. And his first, his Akdoma to it, he said, it just can't be. We've had Gedolei Olam, we've had everyone, you can list it, the Rambam, Beis Yosef, all the Gedolei Olam, and no one cholmed about going to do a Korban Pesach, and you're coming along to a Korban Pesach, it just doesn't thing, and we've got to wait till Mashiach comes and the rich, and we will do it. But let's...
Where was he going to Shechter? There's no
respect.
Where was he going to?
Oh, okay, so he's going to... Well, let's go into his things. He was going to sort out all your problems. He will actually sort out all your problems. So first of all, let's start off with there are Gemaras, which are Mavua, that there was some type of Akrova, which he did have, which even after Chumra Bayit. There's a Gemara in a famous Gemara, it's a Mishnah in Idyas, which says, Shomaiti Shemakrivin Afal Pi Shein Bayis. So the Mishnah which said that it seems like that there was some sort of a cover, even though there's no bias. That's the Mishnah. So my Mishnah looking out for Bishnei bias. But the Achoyim are not happy with that raya because that raya might be a only bezman Beis Hamikdash, not when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to go up to Beis HaMikdash Hashenu and told Ezra to go up, and they actually haven't built up their bias, that's when that Gemara of Shomaitzim Makrivin Afal Pi Shein Bias, that might be that Gemara. The Gemara, the Achoyim Maritz Chias, who was on the Zvi Hirsch Kalischer side, who wanted to do to be Makrivit, and he brings another Raya from Gemara in Psochim, that Gamliel told his servant Tovi, he told his servant Tovi to go and be say the sli alai as a Pesach, go and roast for me a Pesach. And Maritz Chias makes a cheshbon that Rabbi Gamliel was zicha after Churban HaBayis. He was for sure after the Bayis, and Rabbi Gamliel still said to Tovi to go and be to roast his Korban Pesach. So we see from that that there was a Korban Pesach even after the Churban. So the Rishash actually asks this question. The Rishash over there says that maybe we're not talking about he wasn't doing a proper tzliya. He was doing it zeichel lemikdash, and the machlokes whether you can do it. We don't do that. We do not have any roast meat on Seder night. But there's a machlokes from Gamil maybe held that you're allowed to have some roasted meat and you're allowed to do it. Another answer which Avodat Tama brings this raya, and he's pushes it away. The Avodah Tam says, no, maybe it was Taka Rem Gamil, but not that Rem Gamil, which is after Chuban HaBayis. It was the Rem Gamil from before Chuban HaBayis. Which Rem Gamil? We only know Rem Gamil who had one servant called Tovi. No, Tovi is like the a normal name, which, like Peter, John, those names, which everyone's called. And Evet. So those are the riot which the Achrinim tried to bring to prove that there is a Korban Pesach. We could be madchil it. The Maitzah, the Nusach HaGada, which we say, which is a Loshen of Tanoim, which is after the Korban HaBayis, it says, we say, Sosos Meichim Binyan Yerecho, V'noichal Shomin HaZvochim and HaPsochim. So it seems like there was no Korban Pesach B'zman HaTanoim. So the Nusach HaTfilah of the Agoda, which we say, and also the Nusach HaTfilah of on Shon Shugolim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us and be makriv kabonis. See that there were no makrovas kabonis even earlier times, even straight after the Chumrah Bayis. So those are the rites from the Gemaras, which you could say one way that maybe yeah, maybe not, but seems like. Yeah, but where is that nusach from?
Is that a nusach of the
Tanoim? I don't know. Don't see in the Mishnah. Yeah, that's for sure. That we see that Kashkin and Sadr Isa. But what are the issues? What are the problems which can come up being makriv a korban? Why we should or shouldn't be able to be makriv a korban to Tzman HaZeh? So number one issue, Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings four issues, which we'll see if we can go through all of them. Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings four issues, and his number one issue is there's a famous machlokes Rambam and Ravid, whether we paskin kedusha rishona kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel asilav. That means that when David and Shlomo was mekadosh the mokam hamikdash, do you say that since there was a kedusha? That when David was mekadosh, that kedusha stays and keeps on forever, and even nowadays there's a kedusha, and therefore if there is nowadays a kedusha, you could go and be makriv a korban pesach with the korban. That's where kedusha hazor is. But if you hold kedusha rishona, kitzel shaita v'loy kitzel asid lavoi, therefore there's no kedusha nowadays. There's no kedusha in makom hamikdash, and there's no point being makriv a korban pesach. There's nothing doing that. It's like doing it over here, and like we mentioned before, you can't be makir. I can only be makir on a mokum, on a mizbeach, on a mokum hazor. You can't just do whatever you want. So the Rambam paskins kedushu shonik kitchel shaita v'kitch alosilav. That's the Rambam paskins. That's all. Right, so we all know that you can't go to mokum to have bias, also because of this issue of going to be paskin kedushu shonik kitchel shaita v'kitch alosilav.
But allows people to go onto the mokum.
Yes. Yes, but the Ravid, very interesting Ravid. The Ravid in Perik Vov, also the base of Chira, says that the Kedusha Rishona came to the Shaita v'loy Kedusha Aslovi, and he says Kach Nigla Li Asoid. I got a secret. I was nigger to me in a soy that we passed in Kitchel Roshayna, Kitchel Shaita, Veloy Kitchel Oslov. So if we, who can pass him, right? The Rambam, how can we have, it's a Machlok Roshayna. We can't just go Lefi one sad. So it's a Shaka problem. How can you go Lefi one sad and say Kitchel Roshayna, Kitchel Shaita, Veloy Kitchel Oslov, and to come on and say Kitchel Shem, Kitchel Shaita, Vikitchel Oslov, and go and be Makriv on the Korban Pesach if they the Shitz arrive at who holds like Kitchel Oslov? So how can you do it? That's why Rabbi Akiva brings that problem. So Tzviash Kalisha goes back and says that it's clear we pass like Kitchel Shem, Kitchel Shaita, Vikitchel Oslov. It's clear we pass like that. Hi, the Ravid, he has some way how he sorts out the Ravid. That's what Yerush Kalash sorts out. And Mamela is not a problem. Because he had another Rambam where the Rambam also passing Kedusha Roshayna, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Oslov, and the Ravid there doesn't argue. Why is he only arguing over here? And he somehow sorts it out. So So that's how he wants to sort out. You could maybe bring another option to try and sort this issue. You can go and be mak with the carbon. Altanah, if Kedushin Shoni Kutchisav Kutchotnova, it's a Kom Pesach. If not, I'm bringing a chulin lazor. I'm bringing shechting fresh lamb for tonight. I could do that. Maybe you could do that. You could get out of that. Maybe.
There was no formula of words they said when they shared the etiquette.
If they have to, they have to. We see in the whole time the Gemara. If you've got a sophic, what type of carbon it is, or who it belongs to, it gets mixed up between two people. Yeah, Rashi Latoya says this. You make it tonight. You say if it's for Yenna, if it's for Reuven, I want to do it. If it's for Shimon, I want to do it. We see it all in the many Gemaras. You see it in the Shechita. In a few places in the Gemara, you see you can make a Shechita. No. And another problem with the Rambam Paskins that Mokamam is Beach is Mechuvan V'Yoisa. It has to be Mamish. The Rambam brings a whole history lesson. You usually tell us exactly how you have to get the mock. I'm it's beach mechoyim mechuvim beyoisa. The aim is shan oisim mechoyim na olam. Umesuyus biyada koil shan mockam shabonav boy dovel ushleim am izbeach begoyin avna. What mockam shabonav boy avlam am izbeach. And he gets a whole Rambam exactly where the mockam am izbeach is. So how can you have to go and be mockam on the mizbeach. You have to do zrika on the mizbeach. Yeah, so you have to build the mizbeach. How do you know where the mizbeach is? Why are you going to do it? So Tirosh Kalisha said, maybe you can go work out where the koisel is, and measure it out and work out how far away. You know the koisel marofi of the habai. So now measure how far away from that. Which you have to know. Well, how are you going to measure it? Who do we pass like Chaznish of Kivega? Chaznish of Chamno about the shurim of the mizbeach of the Amos, how are you going to work out?
Before there was a Beis HaMikdash, they offered Korbanos anywhere else, in other places.
Because that was in Manhet HaBonos. Now there's no Het HaBonos. The Shira was allowed then, but normally there's a Het HaBonos. Because not now, you Shlaim Yinach HaEtri, you can't be makri with Korbanos. We don't, from when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we were came to Beis HaMikdash, when we came to Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah says in Megillah, you can't be makriv the carbon.
Go back to Shiloh?
Nope. Mm-hmm. Oh, Shiloh's finished. But you've got none of that. The Shurim of Mizbeach is a problem. Yeah, but Kiveig is also got a problem with also a Kohen Yuchas. How do you know if a Kohen is a Kohen? If a Kohen is not, if it's a Zah, if it's a Zah, he's a Yisrael. You can't be makriv, it's over Issa. And we can't do it, Koyim Yuchas. We see Koyanim go and Duchen. How do we let that happen? And it's Issa say for Yisrael to Duchen. How do we let that happen? Exactly that, we're talking on Chazaka, about Koyim. How can we talk on how can we, Koyim Yuchas? How do you know he's a Koyim? We don't, we have the Yichas all the way from our Koyim. There's another massive, massive issue they're all busy about is what the Big Day Kuna. Big Day Kuna needs one of the Big Day Kuna of Kohen Hedyot is made out of a ksoines, mechnasayim and a hat. So those are all made out of linen. But the avnet that it was had. One issue is shatnas, which is an avod, you're allowed to do it. But you need tcheles. Now avnet, if you hold, avnet had tcheles in it, chlekes. But it seems like the Rambam seems to hold that avnet had tcheles. How do you know what tcheles is? Yes, and also there's argamon. Argamon is not clear. What's argamon? Argamon is machlekes. You see, the Rishonim have a. Is that gum on red, purple? It's not clear how you're going to get the.
Where do you need that gum
on? Also in the Avnet.
In the Avnet?
In Avnet, it has six things. If you all need the Avnet of the. We don't know about our gum on. That's an issue. And another issue they talk about is the How can you go and build on them? Even if you're tum hooked up a sibyl, you have to build a mizbeach. You can go into build a mizbeach. So that what? No, you need a mizbeach. You need it for the dam, for the zukis of dam, you need him as. You need to make him, build him as. Can you go in your old time of mace? Even if there's 200 people, are you allowed to go into his bear? Maybe you can. Another big problem, which some people talk about this, is that the Rambam, even if we all tumut de chuyub, we don't pass in 200 people, we all tumut de chuyub. Which is a ganze sugya in a few places in Shas. And now, the halacha of tumut chuyub tibur is that you need a tzitz. And that we don't have nowadays. So how can you go and be makriv something? Be makriv on it. Another issue they talk about is, what about, even if you do the mizbeach, you need to do you need chinuch on the mizbeach, you need to be mechanuch on the mizbeach, get the mizbeach ready. Now, loch is, to be mechanuch with the mizbeach has to be with Tomid Shoshacha. And we don't, like we mentioned before, Tomid is an issue with Shkolim and all that. So, lemaitz, at the end of the day, it seems like you don't need to, we should all go and be makri the Korban Pesach. It's not clear if the mitzvah and Beit HaMikdash will be built very soon, but even if it is built, will we be mak with a common Pesach Sheni? It's a Ganta Shaila and Rishalmi. Because nowadays, if the Beis HaMikdash is built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, will we be mak with a Pesach Sheni? It's like, we'll have to see. Mitzvah Shemal Yoh Novi will be there, we'll pass him fast. And the Mitzchinach about it, he held that we will, and the Mitzvah Shemal, we should all. Just one vote, we mentioned about Chasal Siddur Pesach. What's a Loshen? Chasal. Why do we say Chasal Siddur Pesach? What does Chasal Siddur Pesach mean? Chasal means we finished the Siddur of the Pesach. What's the notion of Chasal? Chasal is if you listen to the news a bit, you hear Chasal is like Chisul. When they eliminate a terrorist, it's called Chisul. Why do we call Chassal Siddur Pesach? Why do we say we should eliminate this Siddur Pesach? That's exactly what we're davening for. Chassal, get rid of this Siddur Pesach. This Pesach, which is out of Korban Pesach, we want to get rid of. We want the real Seder Pesach, where we're going to be Hashem, have the Korban Pesach, Mitzvah Hashem, be Korov Mamish, be Noichal Shom, and Azrochim, and Apsachim.
Contributing photographers, David Chesner, Shuri Smas, Avi Dakin, Mendel Photography, Harry Rackman, Sahaja Sassoon, etc.
There's one thing Skip didn't give. His own opinion.
Arab letters on it. So what if the Arab